This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Here's something interesting, a little bit of inside baseball from Kevin Jackson's little world. So I'm not going to say who it was, but a very prestigious, a big rag. I'll call him a leftist rag, entertainment thing. They contacted me, and I'd been contacted by the guy multiple times, especially right after I got fired by Fox. He says, "Hey, you want to say something negative about Fox?" He didn't say it that way, but that was essentially what he was asking, and I said, "No, no comment." He was like, "Really?" I said, "No, no comment." I said, "Here's what you can write on the record. Fox has every right to hire and fire anybody they want. Is it the right decision to fire me? I don't think so. But I said, that's their prerogative. Beyond that, I have nothing to say." Now, I did a radio interview where I learned that they said my comment was reprehensible. And then I fired back and said, "Well, Ed Henry screwing around on his wife, that should have been considered reprehensible. Jesse Waters screwing around on his wife should have been reprehensible. And now we've got Tucker having said some things 10 years ago that, quite frankly, really go beyond anything I said, tweeting that women were lying skanks. I didn't even say that with my mouth on a TV show. I tweeted it. And I get fired, but Tucker's got his job, Ed Henry's got his job, Jesse Waters has his job. Now, I could scream racism. I don't care. If Fox says, "Kevin, we don't want any more blacks on our TV show," no problem, because there are people that do. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's what I want to say, though. Guy contacts me again. "Kevin," he says, "I'd like to do a report on the amount of money that are paid to people at Fox. Do you care to comment on how much you got paid or whatever?" He goes, "I won't even use your name. I want to know what people are making just for my own, little editorial." And I said, "I'm not going to give you that information. Again, I have no beef with Fox. Fox can do whatever it wants. I think Fox is going to go down the toilet. If you want my honest opinion as a management consultant, Fox will go down the toilet. Within a decade, there's no question Fox will not be the number one cable show on TV. I guarantee you that." So anyway, the guy's like, "Well, give me your opinion." I go, "No." I said, "But here's what I will tell you." He goes, "I think they pay these people," not just because I told him, I said, "Why are you doing this on Fox? Everybody's got contributors." He goes, "Well, you're right." And he goes, I find it interesting what CNN, MSNBC, Fox pay you guys to come on and give your opinions." And I thought, "Ooh, I like what you just said." So I told him, I said, "What we do in this business is called thought leadership. See, when I was a management consultant, you get paid hundreds of dollars an hour to go sit in the office with people and provide thought leadership. And quite frankly, I was elevating to the tune of getting paid thousands of dollars. My goal in getting into politics was to create bona fides in politics to the point where I could go back to management consultant and take hundreds of dollars an hour to thousands of dollars an hour, where you sit down with me for an hour and I charge you $10,000 to have that conversation. That's where I wanted to go." And I said, "And the reason for that is this. It's called thought leadership. It's one thing to be able to go into a company and say, 'You're doing it wrong.' And you know why I know? Because I've been to 50 other companies that are doing it right. And you don't know what you're doing. And I can even tell you down to granular level who's not cutting the mustard. I can tell you to equipment, to your infrastructure, you name it. The more you have gone through, I've been through, no exaggeration, thousands of factories in my life. I've evaluated thousands of companies in terms of how they do things and who's the best at what size you're able to make these transitions and things like that. I have knowledge of business that is so gooing out of me that, I walk it, talk it, breathe it, live it, eat it, or you name it. And I still have it, by the way. I have that knack. So when somebody calls me in and they want my expertise, they pay for that. Well, guess what? That knowledge transferred over into politics, the ability to discern the wheat from the chaff, the weed from the landscape. And Fox hired me in order to do that. And I told the guy, quite frankly, they got a bargain. And they'll figure it out. Because I'm going to be one of the reasons over the 10-year period Fox loses its gravitas. Because you cannot stifle good thinkers. Let me take that back. You cannot stifle great thinkers and think you're going to get away with it. You can't bring in the B team and think people are going to stick with you. There's a reason why you guys remember me from Fox. There's a reason why I got into an Uber in Cleveland. Didn't even know who the guy was. Somebody ordered the Uber. I'm running because it was a girl and a guy and me. Three of us were going to get in his Uber. She ordered it. As soon as I walk up to the Uber, the guy goes, "Kevin Jackson?" And I go, "Yeah." And then I ask her, I go, "Did you tell this guy what my name was?" He goes, "No." And you know what the guy told me? He says, "No, dude, I know you because in my household, when you come on the TV, everybody knows to shut the heck up. I want to hear what you have to say." Now, there are people out there listening to my show going, "Kev, you're bragging, man. You're bragging." I'm not bragging. I told you exactly what the guy says. I go places, people recognize my voice. I was standing in a line in St. Louis getting ready to get on an airport. A guy heard my voice and says, "Kevin Jackson." An older man in his 60s started to shake. I thought he was going to cry. He goes, "I'm so honored." I said, "No, sir. I'm honored that you recognize who I am." Shook his hand. We did a selfie. And he says, "In my house..." He goes, "When I see you come on TV, I know something good is about to come out of your mouth. Something positive. Something that my family, I can take to the bank." Many people tell me that. So I say, to heck with Fox, these weak-kneed sissies. And it, so, you know, and this guy's saying, "Well, they pay you guys too much." I mean, that was the gist of it. He's like, "Why do they pay you guys so much money to come on for commentary?" Because we're driving the entertainment. Think about the amount of money they're making off of our commentary. Sean Hannity doesn't have a show if you're just listening to Sean Hannity. Tucker maybe could. I mean, Tucker's pretty good. Most of those pundits could not have a show that would keep your interest if they had to rely just on them. And I'm gonna give you an example. This radio show. How many guests do you hear on this radio show? Not very many. We'll play a clip. And then I have to carry this radio show. This radio show grows every single day. I don't grow in the number of markets, but I grow in listeners. And I'll put it to you this way. I would put this show up against anybody doing radio. I'm not going to tell you I'll beat everybody in every market. Because some people, you know, one man's rose, you know, roses, another man's chrysanthemum. But I'll tell you this. In most of the markets where I would compete against the Hannitys or whatever, I would absolutely destroy them. Now, I'm not pushing it because, you know, I'm too busy right now. I can barely do my own radio show with sickness, and I got to get some people to fill in from time to time, and we're working on that. But that's what you're paying for, so to speak. Anyway, that was a little inside baseball. We got a lot to talk about today. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We now have an actual humanitarian crisis on the border that only underscores the need to drop the politics and fix our immigration system once and for all. In recent weeks, we've seen a surge of unaccompanied children arrive at the border, brought here and to other countries by smugglers and traffickers. The journey is unbelievably dangerous for these kids. The children who are fortunate enough to survive it will be taken care of while they go through the legal process, but in most cases that process will lead to them being sent back home. I've sent a clear message to parents in these countries not to put their kids through this.
That was Barack Obama in 2014 on the border crisis. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Talking about the shutdown, talking about border security, talking about resolve, talking about why you get behind something. What stirs the emotions in you that says, I want to back this, I want to do this or that? And we have a peculiar leader, somebody that probably most people didn't really realize could lead the way that he leads, and in the fact that President Trump is indeed that leader. Not the most eloquent of people, nor is Kevin Jackson, the radio host. But he still gets it done. And I always come back to that. I come back to, look, I'd love for this guy to have the poise of Ronald Reagan when he speaks. And the ability to get people and to, you know, use that little, well, you know, comedic, you know, boom, and then get you, right? He doesn't have that. But he has something very different. He has a level of resolve, a level of, I know the direction we need to go. And I'm just telling you, there's nothing better than that. If you're going to follow a leader, it's not even always that he has to be right. It's that he has to be committed. There's a thing in the military called a suicide mission. And they'll say, taking this bridge, you know, blowing up this bridge is so important, or taking this hill is so important. We must do it. And it's a suicide mission. I mean, because it's almost impossible. You have everything against you, but you got to do it. And there are people in the military who go, I'll go. And you think, it's really silly. How can a leader convince people that you may go to your death? Because it's important. It's that important. And there are people who get it. And see, what the Democrats are doing is they're saying, yeah, we realize it's important, but we're not willing to die on that hill. And Donald Trump says, I'll die on that hill. See, I understand it. I'm that guy. I'm the guy that goes, we got to do this? Well, let's do it. I don't know if you guys watch these TV shows like Heroes of This or whatever, or you watch somebody get a Medal of Honor pinned on them. You know why it's such an honor? Because there's so few people who have the resolve, who say, I'm going to stick with this because I know what's right. I know that my eventual actions are going to save many, many more lives. So, yes, I'm willing to sacrifice a squad of six men because of how many lives we'll save. How many stories like this do we know? How many movies get made about people like this? Versus how many movies get made about people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer who don't know where they stand because their resolve depends on who's in office or what the politics are of the day. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, KJRadio.com. I hope you get this on demand. You tell other people about the program because you know what? It's a waste of time otherwise. We've got to make sure that a generation of kids understands what it means to be a conservative. Nothing wrong with who we are and what we do. In fact, it's quite right. I don't want to get all musical, but if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Oh, man. It's always funny because my producers, they don't know half the song references I make. You cherins, you youngsters, you snowflakes. We're going to talk about snowflakes later in the broadcast. Something the Rock said. Loving you is wrong. They said in, what was it, the movie with Eddie Murphy, Coming to America. Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right. Arsenio Hall is acting as the preacher. Oh, man. See, I said earlier, Democrats have a serious problem because they don't know why they fight. Democrats fight. Somebody comes to them and says, hey, today we're going to fight over this issue. And they go, okay, great. They go, we're going to fight over the border, the seriousness of what's going on at the border, and the fact that there's a shutdown because Donald Trump wants to build a wall. And he's saying that, you know, they shouldn't be sending these kids thousands of miles to come to our sovereign territory. And we've got to make sure that countries understand that we are sovereign territory in this. And you know, it's just not right. And somebody goes, but isn't that what Barack Obama said in 2014? You, sir, need to shut up. Someone get rid of him. Get him out of the room. You know, but wait a minute. I'm just asking a question because, in 2014, we were fighting for this. We understood it. We didn't want these kids to be separated because they were coming making this trek. And the president at the time said that we needed to protect our border. It presented a crisis. Oh, well, so what? Times have changed. What's changed? I'd ask any leftist listening to the program, please explain to me what's changed. What's changed about America? We have people who pay taxes. They are citizens of this country. Their money is what funds everything. We have a government that works for us. And then we have representatives who say, no, 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 we don't work for you. We can do whatever we want. We don't have to protect you. We can protect the people at the border. We will protect drug dealers, terrorists, sex traffickers, gangbangers. And, oh, don't forget, children being separated from their parents over you and also over the people who legally want to get into this country. And they don't give a rat's behind what you think about it. And you wonder why Trump goes, this is crazy. This is crazy. Trump knows what he's fighting for. Morihei Ueshiba said this, a true warrior is invincible because he or she contests with nothing. Defeat means to defeat the mind of contention that we harbor within. And let me translate that for you. For Trump, there is no fight here. This is about right versus wrong. He's not fighting against the left. He's like, he finds them laughable. There's no fight here. He doesn't have a contest. For him, this is no contest. This is the inevitability of what he must do. Let me put it in ways that maybe it'll help you understand it even better. You're a mother or a father, and somebody threatens your child, like to kill him or whatever. You're willing to jump in front of the bullet. You're willing to fight to the death to protect your child. You want to know why? There is no contention. There's not a contest. There's nothing to even think about when it comes to the fight. That's what Donald Trump has on his side. The mind of contention that we harbor within is what the Democrats have, not us. We understand right versus wrong. We understand why we're asking for this, and it's not mean-spirited against anybody.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is testifying on Capitol Hill before Congress today. Barr was asked if the Department of Justice will be looking into FISA abuse by the FBI.
I am reviewing the conduct of the investigation and trying to get my arms around all the aspects of the counterintelligence investigation that was conducted during the summer of 2016. I haven't seen the referrals yet from Congressman Nunez, but obviously if there's a predicate for an investigation, it'll be conducted.
President Trump is meeting with the Egyptian president on Tuesday. He was asked if the DHS is cleaning house.
Well, I never said I'm cleaning house. I don't know who came up with that expression. We have a lot of great people over there. We have bad laws. We have a judge that just ruled incredibly that he doesn't want people staying in Mexico. Figure that one out.
This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Charges have been filed. Crash that killed a 42-year-old mother in North Hills.
Now, the suspect in the case, an undocumented immigrant with a lengthy criminal past.
A heartbroken father over the sudden loss of his daughter. 42-year-old mother of two, Sandra Duran, was killed as she drove to her family's home in Arleta.
It hurts when somebody out of nowhere just takes your daughter's life and then you see the record he had.
Oh, my God, no!
Suffolk County police found Nisa Mickens on this tree-lined street last September, murdered on the eve of her 16th birthday.
My daughter is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Most of the suspects arrested in these recent cases were in the country illegally.
Police Corporal Ronil Singh was shot and killed during a traffic stop just hours after Christmas.
Investigators say the suspect was in this country illegally.
I did not know. Christmas morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, when I said goodbye to him and sent him off to his family, and it would be the last time that I saw him.
Ronil Singh was my older brother. Yes, he's not coming back, but there's a lot of people out there.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I got that clip from a tweet by Donald Trump Jr., and it was a clip of just a few people, more recent murders or issues by illegals in America. An officer, Ronald Singh, who was killed by an illegal during a traffic stop or something, he was featured. It was his brother on there, and there were others. And I will tell you, if we made one of those clips and ran that thing as a PSA. Have you seen those smoking, those anti-smoking commercials? That, and I think they were called like Truth. And it would give you facts about cigarette smoking. You know, how many people die every day. Lung cancer, emphysema, blah, blah, blah. And it was all meant to reduce the number of deaths by the evil tobacco companies. If the evil tobacco companies were to be in charge of illegals, maybe we could get something done. Maybe we could have some truth. We should be running truth commercials. We should be running truth commercials about all the illegals and who they've killed. And I can't remember that girl's name, and this is a shame, but because I just saw it the other day, too. The one who was jogging and an illegal who wanted to date her killed her during her jog. Now, I do remember Kathleen Steinle. And many of you do as well. And I remember at the time when I was doing her story, we probably profiled about five people. One woman I remember, she was raped and brutally raped and murdered by an illegal, a guy who was jumping trains and things like this. These are the things where I mean, let me tell you, you want to talk about having passion on our side. I'm talking about Normally, when conservatives, when we argue issues, we argue the logic of the issue. There's no logic that needs to be argued on a border wall. This is what I've been talking about most of the show today. There's no logic to that. It's like saying, do I need a front door on my house? There's no logic to that. Of course you need a front door on your house. Now, you could debate on, do you want to lock it? In the country, we didn't. But in the city, most people wouldn't even debate it. Yeah, you need a lock on your door. Okay, let me do it a different way. Hotel. Do you need a door on your hotel room? Of course you do. Do you want it to lock? Of course you do. It's the same way with the border wall. So when you get beyond that, the question you got to ask yourself is, why are we having this specious debate? We know we need to do these things. So the question for us is, how do we tell people, how do we connect with, the logic side of it's easy. How do we connect with the passion side? And here's the deal. We not only have the logic side here, we have the passion side. People can go, oh, this illegal came over and graduated college and got a job. Congratulations to them. This illegal came over, got drunk, and killed a family of five. Would you want it to be your family? Would you want your daughter to be raped? You know, would you want your kid to be killed by a gang or indoctrinated into it or whatever? We have all of it around this argument. And this is why I keep coming back to, don't worry, baby. Everything will turn out all right, because you have both sides. Now, if this were just up to the normal Republicans that we're used to dealing with, I would be very concerned if we could push this argument further. In fact, Lisa Murkowski is already saying, we need to end the government shutdown and move on. A rhino. She hasn't quite gotten the memo yet that it's a new day. And I will tell you, I feel so good. I'm going to tell you, there's always a little bit of worry, even with Donald Trump, that we might cave. And Trump negotiates different than I do. So I'm a little bit concerned that he'll give too much in his negotiation. But I feel more confident about him than any other president. And this includes Ronald Reagan when it comes to this issue. I know Donald Trump wants to give something in DACA. I hope he's smart enough, if he does give something in DACA, that it becomes us doing it and not him. See, the Democrats, let me just give you the strategy. Trump gave DACA, he gave them much more than they asked for in DACA. They rejected it. Now, if they're smart, they will put DACA back in the way he wanted, because they were asking for 600,000 deferments. He said, I'll give you like 2.1 million, I think is what he said. And they rejected it. They come back and say, we want 2.1 million and pretend that was their number and get it. They can make DACA their cause. Donald Trump has to be careful if he does that and saying, yeah, it's what I gave you the first time. Why didn't you take it then? He's got to be, because we took DACA from him. I want you to understand what's going on here. Donald Trump is taking an issue that has yet again been kicked down the road, bounced back and forth, everybody acting like they want to protect us and giving us just basic level of protection, if you want to call it that, in order to make us feel good like something's getting done while nothing's getting done. Donald Trump will solve the problem of comprehensive immigration reform. The left hate it. And in doing so, if he solves it to the satisfaction of the nation, check mark. If he solves it to the satisfaction of DACA, then the Democrats can't bring in the Latino vote the way they want. We will have plugged up the border, which is a problem. And another thing, and I'm going to talk about this in the next segment, the bigger issue here becomes the census. How do you count these people now? And Donald Trump's going to solve that problem, not to the satisfaction of the left. So we'll get to that in a bit. So you got a guy who's problem solving and winning people over with his problem solving. It may not seem like it on the front end, because polls, Donald Trump still remains in the low 40s. Fine.
His job approval rate is still in the negative. 50% of the people, 57% don't like what he's doing.
Okay, fine. They're going to like their paychecks. They're going to like their consumer confidence. They're going to like that their lives are improving. And eventually, I'm just telling you. Donald Trump could make this comment that Barack Obama made. If I haven't shown you significant enough progress in my first terms, you don't need to reelect me. Because here's the deal. He's already done it. So if he can get the rest of this, this is hugely a huge problem for the Democrats. Huge. Michelle Malkin said this on a tweet. Entry into this country is a privilege, not a right. We are a sovereign nation, not a sanctuary nation. Border barriers are non-negotiable. Don't like it? Leave. See, what Trump did, he rocked his speech on the border. They said he couldn't do it. He spoke with authority. He made his case to the American people. He was not flippant. He was not condescending. He was presidential. They hate that. The Democrats do. Now, on the flip side of it, Pelosi and Schumer look like the hypocrites they are. The picture that was circulating for them, you know, looking like Ma and Pa Kettle, was hysterical. It was hysterical. So they're concerned. But we have their response, don't we? I think we do. Anyway, it was silly. We have part of it. We played part of it with Chuck Schumer earlier. But it was a silly response. President has shut down the border. It was all about the shutdown. It had very little to do with actual border security, other than saying the Democrats are for border security. And look, I'm not going to rehash it. Show me where they really want to secure the border. I can give you five reasons off the top of my head why they never want the spigot of illegal immigration to stop. So now we wait. And you say, well, Kevin, what are we waiting on? I'm waiting on you to go to kjradio.com and download the podcast and give us a call at 844-551-8255. No, we're waiting on who's going to blink. Who's going to give in? I will ask you, my listening audience, who do you think wins in this battle? You think President Trump capitulates under the pressure of the Republicans? Who's really running this thing, huh?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys want an economic factoid? Well, here it is. Donald Trump created 700,000 jobs for blacks in 2 years as president. Obama created 195,000 jobs for blacks in 8 years as president. That has been your Black History Moment. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. Jot that down. Do me a favor. Jot that down. Go on Google. Google Images. Find a picture of me. Put that above my picture. And then get the podcast of the show every day and do it. And get one of me winking at you. What? Oh, well, you're going to give me the oohs. My producer's like, ooh. Ooh what? Ooh, you're fired? Y'all know I'm cute and cuddly. Y'all don't admit it. Anyway, glad you guys are here. No, it's a true set. Donald Trump, 700,000 jobs in 2 years for blacks. Less than 200,000 in 8 years for Obama. Who's your black president, huh? Donald Trump's a terrible racist. He's terrible. He's a terrible racist. He's terrible.
Yeah.
Can't even play basketball either. Charles Barkley can't. He's terrible at basketball. Terrible. Here's a couple of tweets. New York City. Giant sculpture proclaiming, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet," goes up at ground zero. If you've been, I haven't seen this. I would go check it out next time I'm in New York. This has to be de Blasio. Really? "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet." At ground zero. Speaking of New Yorkers and de Blasio, he's going to give health care to all New Yorkers. Did you guys see that story? One of my friends was going to do a radio interview on a show there and said it got held up because of the announcement by de Blasio where he's going to give health care to everybody. Illegal, legal, you name it, giving health care to everybody. I mean, shouldn't you be able to sue? I'll tell you this, the Tea Party is going to investigate it, Tea Party community. We may sue New York over this on behalf of the taxpaying citizens of New York. Then get this, they ask him, "How are you going to do this?" He says, this is a quote. I mean, I'm paraphrasing it a little bit, but he says, "There's plenty of money. It's just in the hands of the wrong people." No lie. He says, "There's plenty of money to pay for stuff in New York. It's in the hands of the wrong people." Yeah. And I thought, yeah, it's in the hands of the people who earn it. See, that's what de Blasio thinks. He thinks that the money in your hands, you're not going to do the right thing. You're not going to finance somebody else's, you know, nonsense.
Oh, Kevin, it's not nonsense to pay for people's health care.
Sure it is. It's nonsense to pay for people's health care who don't care about their health. It'll be like, "I'm going to pay for you to live in an apartment and you're going to trash it." Not me. You know, "I'm going to pay for you to get a hotel room and you trash it. Here's my credit card." No. "I'm going to pay for you to get some food and you don't eat it." Or you go, "I don't even like that." Man, leftists, they're crazy, folks. Crazy people. And they want us to buy into their crazy. Every day when you don't get you, when you don't impose your will. And I look, that's probably the wrong way to put it. When you don't just seek righteousness and call out wretchedness, when you don't do that, they're winning. They're earning points with the devil. My grandma, "Hey, boy, she getting points with the devil." Yeah. They're earning points with the devil. These are micro battles you got to win. But we don't win them. We don't win them enough. I don't even know that we even know we were in battle. I watch people do little things, and it's funny. It's human nature to just want to get along. I get it, conservatives. You're good people. You're used to getting along. You're used to just going with the flow. I understand. You know it's wacky that they don't want to build a wall. You know it's crazy that the president has to go through a shutdown to do this. You know that they are orchestrating, narrating the situation in such a way, setting narratives to make the lie the truth. But you know what you want to do? You want to go, "Well, I know. I mean, I know they're lying about the border wall, but I mean, surely everybody's going to see through that." Not unless you say something. If you see something, say something. Man, what else we got? Oh, there's a church controversy. Did you guys hear about this? Church controversy. Northern California. You know why? They had a sign that denounced homosexuality. This is a funny story. The church sparked outrage over a sign that read, "Bruce Jenner is still a man. Homosexuality is still a sin. The culture may change. The Bible does not." What's wrong with that? It's like, you know, the culture is now telling us that we have multiple genders. What, 50? Whatever the number. If it's a number over 5, it's too many, right? Facebook says it's 51 or 53. Somebody else I read it said it was up to 71. We have new terms that I don't even understand. I had to look up intersectionality. I had to look that up. I didn't even know what cisgender was. I had to look that up. Colleges and universities are teaching nonsense, creating new words that we have to follow, new pronouns that you must use or you will be in trouble. And when you speak truth, which is Bruce Jenner is still a man, homosexuality is still a sin, the culture may change, the Bible does not. Speaking truth is, look, I don't care. If you say, "It's because of that, I don't want to follow religion." Okay, no problem. No problem, gay boy. No problem, LGBTQ. Doesn't change the Bible. Doesn't change anything. I get it. You don't want to conform. Look, I wish the Bible would take out a lot of sinful stuff. Wouldn't it be so much nicer if you didn't have to feel the guilt that you feel when you sin? Wouldn't it be? I mean, what if they just said, the Bible goes, you know what? We got it wrong. Thou shalt not tell a lie. Thou shalt not lie. It was just wrong. Because it gets a lot of men in trouble. Does this dress make me look fat? Oh, no, darling. No, 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 no. You know, the Bible should say, no, go on and lie. You know? Because that's a sin, right? Even if it's a little one. It's a sin. But if it just took one out, what would you pick? Would it be circumstantial? You know, like right now, I'm with somebody I'd like to choke out. But here's my point. Truth. You can't even speak truth. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I will make this debate. I've said it dozens of times on the radio. I said, there is no such thing as a transsexual. There is no such thing as a transsexual. Not in the purest sense. No. You can think you're a woman, and I'll go for it. Look, I had a friend. She was a hairdresser. She had two gay hairdressers. Hispanic guys. And I went into their salon one day because I went to have lunch with her. And she says, you got to go see whatever these guys were. And I went over to their salon and they had a picture up of these two girls. And they go, hey, oh, Kevin, come here, come here, come here. What do you think about these girls? And I looked at the picture and I went, wow, I go, they're gorgeous. They're beautiful. And they started chuckling. And I went, what? And they go, these y'all sisters? And they go, well, yeah, like that. And I go, okay, it's y'all. Yes, we got you. We got you. But they were gorgeous. Now, these are good looking guys that were very effeminate, needless to say. Didn't have a hair on their chest. I mean, these are, 28, 30 year old guys that don't have a hair on their body at all. They were smoother than any model and very small frame guys. I mean, they kind of look like girls to begin with. And then they put on some makeup and wigs and, get dolled up with all the, but like, I got a cousin that does that kind of makeup, and boom, there you go. But, I don't care how pretty they look, they ain't ever gonna have a baby through their, the egg's not dropping down the fallopian tubes and embedding in the uterus where it gets, impregnated by the sperm and yada, yada, yada. It is never going to happen. Nor is a woman gonna become a guy and father a baby. So, for me, it's very simple. For me, that's the basis of my discussion is there a transgender? No. There are people who would like to be that. I'll go for that. If you say to me, well, Kevin, surely you can admit there are people that like to think there's a man that thinks he's a woman and a woman that thinks he's a man. And I'll go, yeah, why are you getting all mad? Yes, that exists. I think it's a problem. I think it's sad when somebody wants to be something else. I do. I don't care what the circumstances are. If you want to be something else that you biologically should want to be, I couldn't even imagine looking through those eyes. I mean, there are people that think they're gorgeous. There are gorgeous people that think they're ugly. There are skinny people that think they need to be skinnier. All of it's a problem. Why is it we can recognize anorexia, but we can't recognize, transgenderism without that being a problem? If you say somebody, she's anorexic, I can look at a person and go, she's well beyond skinny. You know this. Yeah, well, Kevin, she's anorexic. But if I look at a gay person and make a comment, ooh. Anyway, the church called heck, but I don't think they're going to apologize. I like this church.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.